Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You might hear this if you come to DGS5. We're not playing it. But you might hear it. I don't know. I can't control what other people sing. DGS5, it's going to be a sellout. I'm super, super stoked about that. So if you want to be a part of it, I'm really excited by this show. Everyone's going to be there. Everyone from the show, including Mark Close. Convy's going to come by. Stand-up comedy, and it's live music at the Sheldon featuring Jimmy Griffin and the panel and Q&A, and it's just going to be so great. Go to 971talk.com/DGSLive. Get your tickets. They're only $20. Man, what a giveaway.
Sounds great. Sounds like your band might start playing and singing a different Beatles song than you intended.
That's fine.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
And Sue's going to do her burlesque, so.
Yeah, to the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She does the creepiest version of Yesterday. It's just, it's haunting. It's going to make you cry. It's going to make you horny.
It's going to make you horny, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
I was going
to
say.
I like to cry when I'm horny, so. What are we doing?
I don't know. I can't let that bit go.
Right now, everyone's envisioning it, though.
Yep.
I'm going to get like a cease and desist from HR. Like, please stop claiming.
I'm envisioning how would I dance ever get horny to somebody burlesque.
Kathy Edelman would be like, quite frankly, we've never had such an egregious
She's
complaint.
Like, yesterday.
So, deaths.
Oh.
Who do we have? Doris Day.
Oh, are people dying?
Yeah. Doris Day died at 97 years old. Peggy Lipton, who probably to you guys is just Rashida Jones's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
she
sad.
Was, to me, she was, I forget
Lindsay
her
Jones's
name.
Jones's wife.
Yes, in Mod Squad, one of my first favorite television shows back in the 70s. She was only 21 when she was on that.
I have a bump song called Shoot Doris Day that I probably should not play out
yeah,
of this
not.
Segment.
Let's try not to do that.
So there's one more to go. Now it's coming threes.
Any guesses?
Are we all sick now?
Yeah.
You're still a little stuffy.
Yeah.
He has cystic fibrosis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's permanently sick.
Mr. One-Upper.
I'm always sick. Can you hear it in my voice right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel real like head cold. It must be, I think it's allergies though.
You got it all.
Apparently the allergy like indexes are higher than they've been in years this month.
Yeah,
right
it's not
now.
Helping anybody.
Maybe you do have allergies.
Maybe.
Dave.
Could be. Dr. Kenoyer put me on a steroid today, so tomorrow guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how steroids work, right?
Yeah.
You inject one day and the next day you have huge muscles.
That's the way it works.
He's just been faking this cold for weeks.
For so steroids.
These steroids. Yeah.
Hey, dude, man, I'm going to need some more steroids.
He's going to be aggro tomorrow.
Yeah, and raging.
He'll be like, give me my complete cheat.
Don't make me flex.
Where'd your shirt go?
Dave, I'm scared.
That was one of my most douchebag embarrassing moments.
When your shirt fell off?
It was, oh, that would have been much better than this. I was working out at SIU, so I'm in college, and I was super into bodybuilding, and I was just an absolute dick about it. And I was in that area where everyone works out, you know, where like the rubber is and people are just doing all this stuff. There's a big mirror, and I'd been working out, and I was flexing in the mirror. God, just red flag number one. And I guess I had just been working out too much, and I passed out. The only time in my life I know of that I passed out. And I literally saw stars, just like everyone says. And I hit the mat, and evidently, according to my friends, immediately popped up and refused to acknowledge it. My friends were like, dude, are you okay? And I'm like, what? Like, you just passed out flat on your face. I'm like, no, I didn't.
That's just what happens whenever you pump this much iron.
Yeah. I pass
You've
out every time.
You've never gotten to that point, so I'm not surprised why you're upset.
I also, this was so bad. We were squatting in the rack and we were squatting like a certain amount of weight as many times as we could because we were 20-year-old a-holes. And I remember I was squatting and I was like coming up for my 20th rep and I'm straining. And so my friends helped me get it up and they're like, okay, you're going to be fine. Just sit down. I'm like, I'm good. And they're like, no, 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 just you're going to be okay. I hid everywhere where your eyes are white, mine were blood. I'm not talking blood shot. I'm talking red.
As in you had popped all the blood vessels in your eyes.
All. Deep, deep red everywhere your eyes are white. That's for weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long did that last?
Weeks. Weeks and weeks and weeks.
Did you feel a little bit awesome walking around for a while with red eyes, or did it look disturbing?
No, because my vanity was bigger than my a-holedness. So, I mean,
those things are kind of the same.
Aren't they the same?
No. Because, no, they're completely different. There's a Venn diagram that I hit with that. But no, I regretted that one very much.
That Venn diagram's got to have some pretty good overlap.
Anyhow, let's have some embarrassing stories about you guys.
No, I don't have as many as you.
Well, you haven't lived as long.
One time I walked into a bar.
Plus you're not ripped.
And people were like, hey, we're playing darts. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I walked up and I threw a dart and it hit, not only did it hit right in the bullseye, but it went through three other darts in the bullseye.
Sweet.
And I won $7,000.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah. 100% of that story is false.
Well, that was an embarrassing story.
Yeah.
I was trying to come up with something that was just awesome and not embarrassing
at all.
You're
so brave to tell that story.
He's cracking himself up, too. He's over there like...
That's every day.
Darts, to me, are fun for about 5 minutes.
Thank you. I'm actually pretty competitive if you can goad me into playing something.
I just picture someone poking you. Come on.
Come on. And it's fun, but then it's like, oh, okay, this is still going on. Okay.
Yeah, still happening.
I think there's a version of darts called cricket. Does that sound right?
Yep.
It takes like 3 hours.
And there's a vision of cricket called darts.
The biggest douchebaggy thing that I do, to be perfectly frank with you, is... play, and I haven't done this even for a while, is play Golden Tee for hours.
No, that's not
douche.
It's not?
Yeah, and it's not the douchiest thing you do. It's not the douchiest thing you've done all day.
Oh, yeah?
So, no, okay. That's not
what's
that
the douchiest
douche
thing I've done today?
Should we tell him?
You tell him. I don't know.
No.
No, well, please. No. There isn't one, is there?
We're kidding. That's not douchey. That's nerdy.
Douchey, so.
Yeah, it is a little bit nerdy, but the people I play with are all like, they're all big dudes, and they're always saying stuff like, gym, and... working out and things like that.
The Golden Tee guys?
Yeah, they are. It's
Dave,
those guys.
He's lying. Okay.
No, that's real. No, that part's real.
I don't know. I don't know what to believe. They're always saying stuff like, jam.
Here's the thing. Here's the reason I know that. Because when you hit Golden Tee hard enough, because when you hit it, you really go at it, right? So there's a spot on the screen in front of you where they have it extra protected because guys are always hitting that spot.
Uh-huh.
And the guys I've with, one of them has broken that spot.
Wow.
Which is really impressive. He's a big, big guy.
And does it make it go that much farther?
It makes it go further enough. And it's kind of the fun of the game is that you get to really slam that ball.
Yeah.
So, I'm the weakest of the Golden Tee guys.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
What is this segment even about?
I have no idea. I don't think I have that many douche activities that I do. I don't really do anything. I just go to work and I watch TV. I do get spray tan, but that's only because I'm pale. If I were olive skinned, I would not go through that, but I want to protect my skin.
What
so.
A strange, strange segment this is.
I'm just laying my heart on the line there.
Clearly. I realized yesterday that I talked to my dogs. I know, like, you talked to Lucy.
Yeah.
But I think you talked to Lucy like Cutie Pie.
No, I speak to her in all sorts of ways, yeah.
I was watching... this will shock you, but I was watching a Bigfoot video, and in the Bigfoot video, the person's dog was chasing what they thought was a Bigfoot. They were barking, and so my dogs both started barking. So that was a real dog, and I said, not ironically, because no one was there to hear me. It wasn't meant to be funny. Hey, come on, it's just my iPad. Like, they're going to go, oh, geez, now I feel so dumb.
Oh, I talk to my cat like that all the time.
Do you think that after you talk to them enough, they kind of... kind of understand you.
Yes. I think they kind of understand, and I think it's just good for the relationship. When you speak to them, then they know that you're trying to communicate with them. They might not be comprehending, oh, it's his iPad. Okay, I'm going to stop. But they probably know.
They probably get the
sentiment of like, hey, cut it out.
Yeah. I truly believe this is going to be controversial because I love my dogs, but I'm not... I'm not like all in on them, if that makes sense. I'm definitely the alpha male and they know it. But I think a big part of it is I like them, but I'm not like, ooh, you, boo, you,
that's
boo,
why
boo,
you're the alpha male.
Yeah. Like I think they get that. Oh, wait, that guy is not digging our chili.
So my family dog's name was Billy and we got him like a year before my parents got divorced. So then my dad obviously didn't live with us anymore, but he still responded to my dad. Like when my dad would come over, Mo was the boss. And it's because he had that same attitude of like, yeah, I like the dog, but like, So even when he wouldn't be around for like a couple weeks, when he would come home or to come see me and David, Billy would be like hop to it for him because it's just that energy. It's the leader of the pack energy.
Yeah. You ever met somebody or are you the kind of person, I don't get the sense that you are, that you would be like, eh, this dog's getting kind of old. He's really getting tough to take care of. Let's just go ahead and put him to sleep. My friend's parents were like that. When I was a teenager, I was like, wait a minute.
Did I just say I love Wiggins?
This seems surprising.
That was not what I was expecting to hear. Let's go ahead and kill the dog.
I remember they had a dog. It was like a little beagle, and he used to sleep behind the chair. And all of a sudden, that beagle wasn't there one day. And I'm like, hey, what happened to the dog? And they're she's getting a little old.
Just a broadcasting tip. So... You could have just told that story like, this is insane, but I have these friends and they did this horrific thing. You're like, are you like this? I mean,
you're like one of those dog murderers.
I don't get the idea you are, but would you just kill another animal because you were tired of
it? Well, you said you were not all in on your dog, so I thought, man, maybe one gets a hurt paw. Let's just get rid of it.
No, Moses ate a sock a couple months ago.
No, I paid $2,500 to save him.
Oh, okay. So you're one of those.
But you know what? You could tell you were thinking about not saving him for a hot minute.
But
there.
I was bitter.
Yeah.
You were bitter that you had to do the surgery, or you're bitter that he ate your sock?
I didn't understand the sock thing.
You didn't understand it?
Because it was the second sock of the meal. So he horked up a sock. And I'm like, that's weird. And then 3 days later, he was in surgery having another sock taken out. And I know he's a dog, but it's like, it's still a sock. I didn't understand eating a sock and swallowing it and then going, I need another sock.
So you're upset with the poor choices of the dog was making with his life.
And the $2,500.
Yeah. But once you found out like, he could have died, it was like, worth it.
No, I didn't really know. Although we had a really great discussion.
With the dog?
About where is your limit? Because Jeff Allen was paying multiple what I paid. Because his dog was paralyzed, like Porgy and Bess, and like had a scooter attached to his balls. So, like, it was a real thing. Like, okay, would you pay $10,000?
Maybe
would you pay $20,000? What if you don't
have
$20,000?
I am that person. I got married,
all the way around.
Yeah, so maybe
you're the person.
I might be the guy. Because when we got married, my wife and I inherited a dog and a cat, and I'm allergic to cats, so we didn't know what to do.
So you put it to sleep?
No. I said I will not put this cat to sleep, but it was old. It was very old. And so we put it in the basement.
Oh, okay.
Like, but it was one of those old houses where the basement's like, they used to keep coal in it. It was just a gross old basement. And I felt so bad about putting that cat down there. But it did die pretty quick. And so I felt pretty good about that.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Wait a minute. You put it in like...
The cat was confined to the coal basement.
Yes.
Because you're allergic?
Because I'm allergic and couldn't have it upstairs.
And cystic fibrosis.
And then so it died pretty quickly, which I felt like was a little bit of mercy.
Are we all
going to
suffer because of your CF? Is this what I'm looking at?
Well, I mean, it depends.
One of us makes him mad. He's like, I'm allergic to Rachel.
I
just can't.
And for my health, maybe we could keep you in a different studio.
Either Rachel goes to another studio or I die. You guys pick.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Okay, well, that was a strange episode.
Mm-hmm. One for the record books.
Yep. Super excited. Our friends, I think they're not only my friends, they could be the best friends I've ever had, from Astonishing Legends, just came out with the latest episode of the Patterson-Gimlin Bigfoot movie, and I am dorking out.
I like how you reference them like being such big celebrities, like you reference Mark Bulger.
Oh, yeah.
I know Mark Bulger. Those guys I have heard you talk to one time.
Yeah, no.
But you feel that way about them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that's really interesting. Like Soren Narnia, who does Knife Point, was clearly way more excited. Should have been way more excited. Okay, here's the thing. In podcast land, it seems like unless you're like Joe Rogan or one of these guys that's, you know, literally millions of downloads, that you look at radio as being your superior.
Yeah.
And to me, it just goes, okay, there are people in this market who have shows and have had for, you know, long time that no one's listening to. I mean, you look at the ratings, and you know I hate the ratings, but you can tell a big show and a tiny show. And there are people who literally don't show up in the ratings. They don't have one person involved in the ratings. But if you listen to that person, you think they're number one.
And is media in 20 years going to be so fragmented that every single celebrity is going to be like those guys, where some people think they're awesome, but then most people have never heard of them?
Sure, I think we're already there.
We're getting there, but I mean, there's still big movies. Like if you're the guy who plays Thor, Chris Hemsworth or whatever, that guy's a huge star. No matter where he goes, everybody knows who Keanu Reeves is. But in 20 years, is it going to be where even movies, even TV is so fragmented that half the population doesn't even know what's happening?
Well, I think like when I was a kid, there were 20 radio stations and 5 television stations.
Right.
And so you may not watch Barnaby Jones, but you know Barnaby Jones. But now people will talk about some Netflix series or an Amazon, and I never even heard of them.
Even a network show, I'll see a odd commercial for one and think, oh, I didn't know that was a show on NBC, and it turns out it's been on for like 7
right.
seasons.
Yeah. Right.
I had no clue.
Did you see that Empire was canceled?
Oh,
no,
wow.
Was
no.
it really?
Yeah.
That's a huge surprise to me because I thought they were going to have a lot of publicity going
into
this
season.
You would
think so too.
Well, I know they would have.
It just comes down to the fact that it wasn't a very good show.
You know what is funny about that show? I read that they came out of the gate so hot. Like, they were such a success their first few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for whatever reason, it just fell off the map. And this is a couple years ago. This is before Jussie Smollett and all that. So I thought this whole thing was actually going to make that show hit syndication, but maybe not.
We talked a lot about pets in the last one. I'll just say this about Moses and Augie. So I live on a lake, and there's a walking path around the lake, so there's a lot of people out there, a lot of dogs. And I get that this is a dog thing, but I know my dogs, and they are both gigantic pusses. They're just huge cowards. But they pretend to each other like they're badasses, and I'm tired of it. Like, last night was embarrassing. I'm sitting in the gazebo, and I'm just chilling with Nick, and someone walked by with two little tiny toy something dogs. I could kick them 50 feet. And my two giant dogs are going crazy. And they're such dorks that they ran separate ways for about 20 feet, turned around and ran toward each other, hit each other in the chest, and fell down. It knocked their wind out. And these two yippy dogs are just like holding up their tiny middle finger. And I'm like, you, and I think I said, like, you two are embarrassing. This is awful.
I had no idea that Moses was following in the way of the...
Oh, lockstep.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
yeah.
types of dogs are they?
So Augie is a purebred crystal lab, like pure white lab. On the chunkier side, about 110 pounds. And
a well-documented puss, like, no offense.
Oh, my God. The most submissive mammal on the planet. And so I was doing lives for Yuppie Puppy, and I mentioned something about Phoebe wanting a kitten. And they're like, oh, well, right next door at the vet, we have a three-legged kitten. It's only like a pound and a half. And so I took that home for one night, and Augie was so upset by it. Now, in fairness, it ran around like a crazy spider, and it still had its leg attached, and it would just kind of flop. And at one point, it's one of the most disturbing, funniest things I've ever seen. I have it on video somewhere. Augie walked into the corner, like the final scene of Blair Witch, and just, he's like, this is my life. This is where I live now. I live in the corner, facing the wall, because I'm so afraid of this horrible furry spider.
Did you get rid of the cat?
Oh, yeah.
Did the cat ever get rid of the leg?
Oh, I mean, we strangled it.
With the leg?
Yes. Just wrapped that leg. Little paddle leg.
So that's how you got rid of it?
Yeah.
And then you threw it in the lake?
No, I don't know. We didn't follow up. I'm sure it found a really good home.
I love it when dogs want to get off their leash, which is what I'm picturing you saying right now. They're wanting to get at whatever they're barking at. And then you let them go, and then they either don't run up to it at all because they're like, uh-oh, or they run up to it and then they just smell their butts. Like, that's all I wanted to do.
Yep.
Just say hello.
Moses appears to be a wiener biter, too. Like, he'll do a drive-by. Just, Augie will be walking by and he'll somehow just bite it.
Man, if you were a human being, that's pretty predatory behavior.
Yeah, it'd be a lot like my cousins in Benton.
That's weird.
They're wiener biters.
Benton, Illinois?
Yeah.
I went to a prison
once. For wiener biting.
What did you do at the prison?
I wasn't in prison. Just to clarify that.
Volunteer work then? Okay.
Yeah, it was volunteer work. They have a tourist attraction prison there. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's an old prison where I don't know if they kept Al Capone there for one night or something. But that's like their thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like there was one night where something happened involving that prison.
In
Benton, Illinois. Yeah.
I know Marion Supermax is down there.
No, this was a prison like old style, like not much bigger than this studio prison.
Yeah.
And it's they haven't updated it at all. It looks kind of cool. Actually, it looks haunted when you walk in.
Maybe we should go there for a Halloween show.
It actually has a really cool look.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it's about an hour and a half from St. Louis?
Probably.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's a cool place though. It really is. I actually was there location scouting is why I was there, because it looks that cool. So,
for what?
We were thinking about doing a series about Oz, like the world of Oz, and we were going to set it in rural America so that we could avoid
Wizard of, or
like Wizard of Oz, like a new version of Wizard of Oz.
You're very ambitious.
Yes, I know. That never happened.
This has to happen in Benton, Illinois, folks.
Yeah, but we were location scouting rural places that we could use, maybe like a town square.
Gotcha.
And the prison was there. It was cool. Oh, that's the other thing about that place. George Harrison, his sister was like from there, I think.
Yep.
And so he had been in the radio studio, which is above the prison.
Yes. Yeah, I learned that when I was a little kid and a big Beatles fan, that his sister, Linda, did you say? Sounds right.
I think, yeah, that
lived
right.
In Benton, and he visited her before the Ed Sullivan Show deal. Like,
oh, before he was famous.
Yeah, before he was famous.
Yeah.
And he bought one of his, he bought his Rickenbacker 425 from a place in Mount Vernon, and he used to go sit in with those guys and play bluegrass and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, neat.
With those guys being the radio station?
No, being the music shop guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In Mount Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was history, but I didn't know what. I knew it was like his sister's from around here.
Yeah.
And then I had seen that place, but I couldn't connect
the dots. And the story was, this sounds like a classic embellishment, but as a kid, I accepted it. The story was, and there may be a kernel of truth to it, that he was trying to talk the people in Benton to bringing the Beatles over to perform. So it was way before any sort of fame or pretty neat.
That is cool. Wouldn't that have been a story? Probably better than the one they tell, which is that some random prisoner was there for one night.
Maybe it was George Harrison.
Maybe. Yeah, that'd be great.
I just watched something on him, and he had given her a stipend each month, but not a lot, like a couple $1,000, and then cut her off towards the end.
Really?
I feel like that's a lot, especially
a couple thousand
for that
dollars.
Point in time.
Oh,
my
no. Like, that wasn't back in the 60s. I mean, like, recently. Like, before he died.
Still, that's really nice.
I don't know. If my brother were a Beatle, I mean, if they're going to give me something, you'd think it'd be like $5,000 or $10,000 a month.
But he doesn't have to give her anything.
I agree.
I wonder why he chose that amount. Because that does keep her above the poverty line, but not by much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think he was saying, I want you to try to make something yourselves, but I'll still take care of you.
Well, she would have been getting Social Security and stuff, right?
I guess. So you're really getting into the minutia of her.
I'm not getting into the minutia. I just think it's nice of him to send her anything. It's she's not his child. He doesn't
What are the chances if you were super famous?
I would be very generous, mm-hmm. but I don't expect everyone to do that.
I agree.
I think if someone's willing to give you anything for free, you should be happy with it and not complain about it. My goodness.
And it's pretty classic that, you know, for every famous rich person, there's a salty relative. Because let's say that you have three siblings and you give them all $5,000 a month. That's pretty nice. But then you have cousins who are like, I've never gotten anything from
exactly.
that bastard.
Yeah.
Tony Colombo always talks about when he wins the lottery, he has a list.
He has three tiers, and I'm very curious to know which tier I'm on.
Well, people move.
I could be out of the tiers.
Based on the day? Like how they're treating him?
Based on, I wouldn't say it's per day, but it's probably per event.
Huh.
Yeah.
We should ask him tomorrow, maybe. Like,
I don't think he'll tell us.
Are we all still, but, well.
Are we
when
in
it
the
was,
same place?
Yeah. When it was me, you, and Mark, we were all still receiving money.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was on a tier.
Yeah.
We didn't know which tier we were on.
Right.
I just want to know if I'm still on the tiers.
We've got like 30 seconds, but if you got so rich that money didn't matter, would you take care of your kids as adults or would you make them do something?
It's a great question. Being me, I would probably do the wrong thing and give them a lot of money because I'm more generous than I am a good parent.
I wouldn't. I don't think I would. I think
just
I'd make
nothing?
Them work. Probably nothing. Not until I got pretty old.
I think that's a pretty common thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of my really rich friends are going to do that.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. Get the remaining tickets for DGS 5, which is a week from Thursday. Whoop-a-dee-doo. At 971talk.com/DGS live. That is the balcony now. The lower bowl sold out. Have the balcony sold out. They're $20. It's my understanding that we're going to have a one-of-a-kind event-centric t-shirt for sale there for cheap that night, too.
Cool.
Those are always fun. And I'm not much of a diva. Wouldn't you agree?
Depends.
Okay. And but I did say when they're like, hey, we're going to do a DGS5 t-shirt, I said, I want the thin ones, not like the Mark Close t-shirt.
Yeah, that was a good call because I love that shirt. I love the design of that shirt, but I don't wear it because it's kind of stiff.
Yeah. Like
you
Mark.
Want a cotton poly
yeah.
blend.
Yes.
Which I feel like is a good move as a person
yes.
who wears shirts.
Mm-hmm. Although as someone with the hardest nipples in the business, those are especially difficult.
Yeah, you are known for that.
Yeah. We're just talking about money and weirdness. Did you guys see this story? A woman stiffed her waiter, left nothing, not a penny, and she mistakenly left behind a cashier's check, which is legal tender, for $424,000. Anyone can endorse that and cash it, and he chased her down and gave it back to her.
It was more than that. He couldn't find her when she left the restaurant. They had to, like, go onto a radio station or social
wow.
media or something and broadcast that
wow.
they had this. They went to great lengths to get that back to her.
That's amazing. A woman sued the lottery because she didn't realize how hard it was to win.
Can we go back to the cashier's
sure.
check? Did she compensate him at all whenever he returned the check? Is that a part of the story at all?
She offered him a tip and he refused.
Good for him.
What?
Because I don't think it was a big tip again. I think
That's
it was kind of like, you know, I'll definitely give you something now. Well,
wow.
thanks,
what
lady.
What would you give?
Here's $10,
you
young
have 424 grand and it could just be gone and someone gives it back to you. What do you give them?
Depending on how much I need that. But since she was terrible and not leaving a tip in the first place, I would start at maybe like 5 or 10
yeah.
grand.
Agreed. Here you go, Ryan. The average Uber car has 220 times more germs than a taxi.
I believe that. The back seat, anyway. Because people get in and out of that, and some of them are pretty gross.
Hmm. Why would it be worse than a taxi?
Oh, it's worse than a taxi? I heard that it was worse than a toilet. Is the
wow.
Yeah.
Ryan's car, anyway.
Man, you should be their spokesperson.
Yeah, I don't keep my car all that clean. Although, I don't keep my bathroom that clean, so comparison probably doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Do you wash your body?
Not so often.
All right. Fun facts.
Just in the toilet.
Killing two birds with one stone. Yep. I don't even know why we have a bathtub. If you're driving 60 miles per hour and you sneeze, your eyes are closed for 50 feet.
Whoa.
Right?
Scary. What if you're turning? Ooh, that's horrible.
But what if you're like me and you sneeze seven times in a row?
Yeah.
You're dead.
That's for real. Isn't it weird when you do that thing when you become road hypnotized and you kind of go, whoa, and you're like, I don't remember the last mile at all.
Oh, you know what's weird is when you start having conversations like that. Have you gotten there?
With who?
Like, I will talk to my wife or kids and have a full-on conversation with them and realize that I didn't hear a thing they said. And I'm talking back to them. Mm. You guys don't do that?
No.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I thought that was just people did that.
Like, for example...
Like, and it's usually...
Is it like household stuff?
It's usually not anything...
So it's disinterest.
Yes. But it's stuff that's happening. Like, okay, hey, Thursday, remember we got such and such going on. Oh, okay, who's going to be there? I mean, I'll respond.
Yeah.
And then the conversation will end and I will not have known what we talked about.
Hmm.
And later it'll come up. Well, I told you we're going to be at this place on Thursday. No, you didn't. Oh, wait. Mm. Yes, you did.
That I think I'm kind of bad about that, aren't I? Like, yeah, you will say to me...
I'll be like, we have this and this on the show. And then the next day, he's like, what? I'm like, I told you, and you responded.
Yeah. See? So, you are doing it.
Yeah.
You just don't remember.
He doesn't even care enough to remember.
He doesn't remember that he's not remembering.
Who are you again?
He's like, just with Rachel. It doesn't matter.
You're real pretty. What's your name? I'm Rachel. I'm your producer. There are 40 different ingredients in McDonald's Chicken McNuggets. That's not right.
Oh, have you seen that people peel their McNuggets?
Oh, what is this? I saw the headline.
Yeah, apparently it's a thing, a real thing. People peel the breading off the McNuggets and just eat the gushy white. I saw a photo of them peeled with all the breading to the side and just the goop laying there. That's something I would do if I was maybe 4 years old, but these are apparently grown adults who do this.
Remember the thing we talked about earlier, vis-a-vis your sickness? Some advice you got. Can we talk about that or no?
With the chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's pretty awesome.
So my mom's very protective and I was sick over the weekend.
Throwing up.
And then yesterday I'm talking to her on the phone. She's like, well, what do you have to eat at the house? And I was telling her. And I was really bummed this weekend because I'd been looking forward for like 2 weeks. On Sunday, Mother's Day, I was going to bake chicken, make pasta salad, bake some bread, and make it all at my mom's house for she and my grandma for Mother's Day. But I was too sick to do any of it. Didn't even go up to Grafton. Literally too weak to drive. Bet you guys are glad I'm at work today. And my mom was like, I'm like, oh, I promise I love the chicken. I was going to make you and grandma. She's like, oh, why don't you boil the chicken and then drink that broth? I was like, no. First of all, that's a ton of work. Like, if I'm weak, I'm not going to get up and, like, handle this raw chicken and put it in a pot to boil. And then, like, I don't know how to make chicken broth. When am I supposed to drink the water I boiled it in?
That literally,
disgusting.
When she told me that, made me want to throw up. Like, just boil a whole chicken and then just drink what comes out of it.
I just like the idea that, well, you can't make a chicken, but how about instead you make a chicken?
I'm too sick to prep the chicken to bring it to you and my grandma, but I'll just boil the chicken. I mean, it's very sweet. She's just trying to help. But like, as soon as I said something, she was like, yeah, you're right.
I need to ask my mom. I was just overseeing my mom this weekend with the kids for Mother's Day. I need to ask her this. Whether it was dark genius or she's just clueless. But when I was a kid, and no one has ever fought throwing up like me, I hate it and I will go the distance. And I would be fighting it, rolling around in my little twin size Dave Glover kid bed, just moaning. I'm very dramatic. And she would open the door and be like, can I make you a mustard sandwich? Or like, you know, lick a squirrel's butthole. And I'd be like, bleh! And then I'd just start throwing up.
She would do it to make you throw up?
I don't know. I still don't know to this day.
Huh.
Whether it was just callousness or
she would say, lick a squirrel's butthole?
Yeah, that's a strange thing for a mom to say.
Well, she has a tattoo of that.
Okay.
No, she would just say gross things.
I think that's on the Clever Family Crest.
Do you still not throw up?
Oh, I still fight it like crazy.
I haven't thrown up since I was a kid. And my Whoa. Wife has never seen me throw up, and she gives me grief about it all the time.
That's bizarre.
Because especially with kids, man, we pass the flu around like a couple times a year.
Now, is that because you fight it or you just don't have the urge?
I just don't do it.
That's really weird.
I don't have to fight. I mean, if I'm on the verge, I'll try to not. But yeah. I don't really get to where I can't control it.
Nick and Phoebe are like longshoremen. Like, they're so tough. If they get the slightest inkling
of
nausea,
they make themselves throw up?
I don't think they like stick their finger down their throat, but they're just like, I mean.
Well, they've put it together that you feel better yeah. after you throw up.
But when
up.
Phoebe was like 10, like a little kid still, she'd be like, oh, I'm going to go throw up. And she'd just go in and do it.
Yeah, that's the way my kids are too, because they've figured out, I'm going to feel pretty good after I do this.
I hate throwing up because I... No, that's gross. Never mind. I just...
No, no.
Yeah, please.
Like, sometimes I don't chew very well, so then when it comes back up, it's like, I know exactly what I ate.
Sure.
So Friday night, I had some dumplings, so I was throwing up on Saturday, and I'm like, there's the dumplings, and then this is really gross. Later, I blew my nose, and a little bit of dumpling came out.
Out of your nose?
Yeah.
I blew a full... Well, not a full, half chicken wing out of my nose one time. It was hot, too. It was like Asian zing.
What? Yeah. He just lies, Dave.
No, that's real.
No, it's not.
Sometimes I lie. That one's real.
The bone?
So half of a
no, not the
wing?
Bone. It was a boneless wing.
It was a chunk.
And somebody made me laugh at Buffalo Wild really hard. And I think it was either Asian Zing or Caribbean Jerk. I remember it was hot. And it came out of my nose.
You really strike me as one of those guys that like sucks a noodle up one side of their nose yeah. and pulls it out.
Yes.
Never done that, but I've tried.
I mean, but you have parlor tricks.
Oh, I got tricks.
I mean, you couldn't see more of that kid.
Yeah, that's
like
a fact.
Everyone, we have a new student. His name's Ryan Wiggins.
Do you turn your eyelids inside out? Are you one of those people?
No, but I got a lot of those. Okay. I got tricks.
What do you got?
She was a quick one.
We already did it. We did some of it on Facebook Live where I was stretching my skin and I could shake my eyes and I can turn my elbows backwards and all that.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You got any?
I just told you I blew a dumpling out of my nose.
Yeah, but that's like accidental.
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Did boys ever try to flirt with that? Like, they turned their things.
If they were flirting, it went completely
It was
past
lost
me.
On you?
Yeah. I had no idea what that was.
Can you do this?
No.
No.
Let me teach you.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.